Would you turn, please, in your Bibles to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Book of Titus, a little bit before Hebrews. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, Titus chapter 3. Let's pray together. Our Father, we come before you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray the Spirit of God, by His power, might make these truths so clear to every heart that is listening to these words. I pray, Lord, that you might open hearts so that folks might understand their need for true and eternal salvation. Lord, we just trust you in every way for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Titus 3:5 from God's holy word says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." Now, do you see the phrase, "by the washing of regeneration"? Do you know what the word regeneration means? The simplest way to explain it is new birth. Regeneration is a new birth. It takes the old person and it makes the old person a new person. And so I've put before you today many times the question, have you been regenerated? Now, that's the question. And you do well to look at that and consider, have I indeed been regenerated? Somebody might say, well, preacher, why would you address this? I know that I am all right. The Bible says this, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Now, hear that word from God. Examine yourselves. We're told to examine ourselves. If we're told to examine ourselves, then we ought to do that. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. The Lord tells us to prove our own selves, to prove whether we are a regenerator or not. If He tells us to prove our own selves, should we just casually say, I know I'm all right? Have you been regenerated? On the authority of what the Bible teaches, I am not asking if you've made a commitment or had a religious experience. I am asking you the most important question you will ever answer in your whole life, and it is for eternity. Your eternity depends on the truth, and you must deal with yourself in honesty. Have you been regenerated? Verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Can you see from the Holy Bible there must be a washing of regeneration for salvation? It says, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. Now, how does he save us? The word by is there. Note the word by. This is a very important word in this verse, by. We have two small phrases in this verse that are important. We have not by, starts the verse, not by, and we have but by. Not by, but by. God tells us clearly, not by, but by. Can you see this? Your eternal soul depends upon it. Not by, but by. Friend, I don't know how the Holy God of heaven can make words to humans any more clear and understandable than this. God says, not by works, but by washing of regeneration. Not by works, but by washing of regeneration. Let me ask this question. Are you of an argumentative mind? Are you the type who would think this way? You would be willing to say, Lord of heaven, I don't care what you say in your Bible, I think I know better the way of salvation. Are you the type that would say something like that? Do you know why I bring this up? Because most humans think that it is by works or something they do or some worthiness in them that they receive salvation. Do you realize almost all humans, if they hold a concept in their brain, they do not want to change that belief, even if the belief is dead wrong? Do you realize that? Let me set up an example for you. Probably one of the absolutely strongest instincts a human has is not wanting to die. Usually only desperately depressed to consider taking their own life, and many of them back out and do not do it. Yet we see in the world today no end of suicide bombers. How can that be when we have this incredibly strong instinct to survive? How can that be? Well, you know, if they are trained from a little child that it is most noble to blow yourself up and to kill non-Muslims, and you have it firmly planted in your mind that if you do, you will get 70 virgins in heaven. You see? If the person always has that in their mind. And they think that's, they've always heard that. They've always known that. They think it's absolutely true because it's always been in their mind. You see? Then they may be able to. I mean, it doesn't make much sense, does it? It really doesn't make much sense. Think about this from a human standpoint. Now, not even from a Christian biblical standpoint, but from a human standpoint, if the last act that you do in your life is to kill people and commit suicide doing it, that gets you into heaven. And once you're in heaven, you can fulfill your lust for fornication with 70 dark-eyed virgins. That doesn't make sense, does it? But you see, if people who have that in their head, once they have it in their head, they won't be dissuaded from it. Here is the question now. Could you have something in your head you don't want to let go, even if God says something differently? And the Lord says, not by works. Not by works. Isn't it true? So many humans think, well, you know, I have to live a good life. If I'm going to be in heaven, I have to live a good life. Yet God says, not by works. Well, you know, I've been baptized. Not by works. You know, I belong to a church. Not by works. Not by belonging to a church. Have you been regenerated? Well, I'm religiously faithful to my church. Have you been regenerated is the question. My church is a good church. Now the question is, have you been regenerated? Or then the opposite extreme may be, I may not go to church much, but I'm a good person and I'm better than a lot of those hypocrites in the church and I'm better than most people. The question is, have you been regenerated? Because the Bible says it's by the washing of regeneration. God has said to humans, it's by the washing of regeneration. Can you tell as you read the verse that regeneration is not something that you do? It is not something that you can do. It is not something that you accomplish. Can you see that? The middle of the verse says, by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. By the washing of regeneration. It should be evident that this is a supernatural work of God. Look again and listen. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. It's not by something we have done, But according to His mercy, that means we're not worth it. But according to His mercy, He saved us. How does He do it? By the washing of regeneration. Who does it? He does it. But according to His mercy, He saved us, you see. How does He do it? By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's not something we do, and it is not by our goodness, not by works of righteousness, but because of the mercy of the Lord, He then does a supernatural work by washing us with regeneration. So according to this, who does it? The Lord. The rest of the verse shows the Holy Ghost, the third person of the triune God. He saved us how? By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. It is not that we say, I will be better. I will be a Christian and I will be better. No, it is the work of Almighty God. It is the work of the Holy Ghost that does it. Have you been regenerated by the Spirit of God? Not are you religious? Did you make a commitment? No. It is not have you lived a good life, but have you had a supernatural work of the Holy Ghost take place in your life? According to the Bible, God does the work of regenerating you. Have you been regenerated? Now, if you're wondering, have I been regenerated, which I hope by this time you are, you can ask the question, you know, if I've been regenerated, how do I know I've been regenerated? Well, there's a number of ways to know. One is based on the promises of God. There's something else. When you've been regenerated, you're not the same person anymore. Now, that ought to be evident. It ought to be evident because it says it's by the washing of regeneration. Regeneration means new birth. It means you're something new. So, if you've been regenerated, you're a different person. Now, is there an example in the Bible of somebody who gets regenerated and there's enough told about that somebody that you know that they are a different person than they were before? Well, there is a significantly dominant example in the Bible. There are many of them, but probably the most dominant one in the New Testament has to do with a man called Saul. And I'm going to look at Acts chapter 9. And I'm going to refer back to Titus 3:5. If you would like to turn with me to Acts chapter 9, I want you to see the disposition of this man named Saul. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And Saul, what was he like? Yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. So what is his disposition? His disposition is breathing out threatenings and the slaughter means he'd like to kill some people. Verse 2, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, but he wants to do it on official business. Okay? That's what he wants to do here. You know, he wants to kill some people. You know, he wants to do harm to some people, but he wants an official letter to be able to do it. So he's just not your common murderer. Continue in verse 2. That if he found any of this way, the way means that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if they were the way that followed Jesus, if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. So he wanted to throw the old cuffs on them and bring them to Jerusalem. Word of God says that this man, Saul, was breathing out threatenings and slaughter. That was his disposition. He was consumed with this in his life. However, he got regenerated. He got regenerated. And you know, when he got regenerated, things didn't get smoothed over. It wasn't just smoothed over, you know. I go to chapter 13. We're going to skip a lot of the story because of time's sake. You can read it all in your Bible. But now I want you to see, it's a good while later, and after he got regenerated, he stayed regenerated. Because once you are regenerated, you do stay regenerated. When God regenerates somebody, they stay regenerated, and he stayed regenerated. And this is many years later, and he has been learning the things of God and working in the local church. You know, he's been a servant in the local church. And here's what happens, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul." This is the same man. "For the work whereunto I have called them." When Saul was regenerated by the power of God, his life turned around. What was so different about his life? Oh, many things. But not the least of which was the great desire to see every other human regenerated by the power of God. So the man that wanted to destroy those who were preaching Jesus now became the man who was most consumed with preaching Jesus. The man who wanted nothing to do with the way of Jesus was now the one who would seek to see everyone saved. And he would later write this by the Spirit of God. He would write this, and this is what he said: "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Saved is synonymous with regeneration. That's Romans 10:1. He also said this, even stronger, he said this: "For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." Romans 9:3. So this man who wanted to kill the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, wanted to at least lock them up so that they couldn't preach, became the man who said, "I could wish that I could be accursed just to see them get saved." That is the ultimate evidence of regeneration in a person's life. Have you been regenerated? You do not regenerate yourself. You cannot regenerate yourself. You cannot, if you're an adult, this is for adults only, you cannot grow a foot taller. You know, if you're 30 years old, you can't grow a foot taller. You know? There's a lot of basketball players that are 5'11", wish they could grow a foot taller and get a big contract. You know? You can't grow a foot taller. You know? Yeah, if you're 8 years old, maybe you're not going to grow a foot taller or more. But you can't grow a foot taller. You can't grow another eye. You know, you say, I got one that's not working so good. Let me regenerate an eye. I can't regenerate an eye. You cannot regenerate yourself. You cannot regenerate yourself physically. You cannot regenerate yourself spiritually. So the question is, have you been regenerated? You are not saved if you haven't been regenerated. How do I know? Because the verse says, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done," us folks, us humans, "but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." Who does it? God does it. Regeneration is a supernatural act of God in which by His power He gives you a new birth. And one of the ways you know you have that supernatural work is suddenly You have a desire to see your friends and relatives saved. Lost people don't think that way. Lost people don't think, oh, here's a friend. I'm talking to this friend. I wonder if they're going to heaven and hell. Lost people don't think that way. Lost people might think, you know what? Can I do business with this person? Or can we go golfing together? Or something of that nature. But a saved person looks at a person and says, you know, is that family member of mine that I love so much, are they on their way to heaven? Or are they on their way to hell? That's how a saved person thinks, because they have been washed by regeneration. They have been regenerated. They now are thinking differently because the Holy Ghost has regenerated them and given them a new heart and given them new desires. You know, it dawns on you, I don't know whether my friend is saved. And I don't want them to go to hell. And suddenly, when you are regenerated, hell is very real to you. And because it's very real to you, you do not want those that you love to go to hell. As a matter of fact, when you're regenerated, something else takes place. You start to care about people that you maybe never even met before in your life. And you care about their soul and you're talking to them. Because you've been regenerated. And not only that, you want to know more about the Bible. You want to know so much about the Bible. You want to know so much about God. Why? Because the very Spirit of God is within you. The Spirit of God that authored the Bible is within you. It gives you that desire. This is what happens when you are regenerated by Almighty God. Have you been regenerated? One of the terrible times in the history of the world was when human beings were kidnapped in Africa and sold into slavery. To see descriptions of what took place, it would just make your blood curl. A young man by the name of John Newton participated in what he described later as just this terrible, wicked occupation. And he was involved in it from a young man in slave trading. And he described himself, without giving the specifics, of having his own personal wickedness as he was surrounded by all this wickedness. Well, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ reached down into his soul, and he repented of his sin, and he was regenerated by the power of God. His new heart fled his old ways, and he sought to see others saved. And this man, who was so overcome with his guilt because of the wicked occupation he was involved in, after he was regenerated by the power of God, he became a preacher of the gospel. And he wrote the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." You don't have to try to be religious when you are regenerated. Regeneration gives you a new heart. A fine, moral teenage girl is invited to a gospel service. The preacher powerfully presents the horrors of eternal hellfire. With no grave sins like John Newton, she nevertheless is convicted in her heart that she's a sinner. And that night she receives Christ as her Savior. And she's never the same. She is regenerated. Almost 70 years later, in a retirement home, she brings her friends to a gospel service. to hear the gospel preached so that they can have an opportunity to be saved. Why did she do that so many years later? Regeneration, it makes you care for the souls of others. Have you been regenerated? As a newly saved teen, she would tell the boy interested in her about the gospel. And he attends a gospel service and he hears Colonel Wallace describe the great love of God that sent Jesus to the cross to pay the price for our sins that we could not pay. And he too is regenerated by the power of God, and for the rest of his life he is telling people how to be saved, even though not an ordained preacher. Have you been regenerated by the power of God? The Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Into that family I was born. I heard the Bible taught at home. I heard the Bible taught in Sunday school. I heard the Bible taught in church services. But nevertheless, I somehow assumed that I was saved because my parents were. And I believed whatever I heard about Jesus. I knew that Jesus was God in the flesh. I knew that He died for my sins. He paid the penalty for my sins. And you know what? At a certain age in my life, I could well have said, I've always known God. Yet as a 9-year-old boy at a Christian camp, I heard the testimonies of other boys. They were telling how they got saved. And something dawned on my young brain. Thinking I should get to my feet and give a testimony, I searched my brain as to when had I repented and received Jesus as my Savior. And searching my brain, I could not find an answer. Unknown to the camp director or anyone else in the room that night, and without being a great sinner at 9 years old, and without being a great sinner like John Newton, I simply prayed, based on all my beliefs, Jesus was God and He died for my sin. I simply prayed, Lord, if I'm not saved, please save me now. He answers those prayers. And I would a few years later make a public declaration of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when I was baptized by immersion. And I would tell people that I was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Have I ever had doubts since? Yes. But whenever I had doubts, I just threw myself on the mercy of God, trusting the promises of Scripture. And you know what the promises are? That He does the saving. It is not dependent on my power. He does the saving. He does the regeneration. It is not dependent on me keeping it, because He does it. All I got to do is trust. Have you been regenerated? Let's pray. As our heads are bowed, we come to prayer and invitation time. You've heard the question. What is the answer? Well, if you have any doubts, this would be a time that you should trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the verse that I read many times today and quoted many times today. If you have any doubts, you say, Lord, I believe what I heard today, that it's not by works that I do, including all kinds of religious things. It's not by those things. But Lord, I do believe that it's by the mercy of God, not because I deserved it, it's by mercy. I believe it's by the washing of regeneration. And Lord, I don't know that I've ever been regenerated. Lord, that little test the preacher gave me today about caring for the souls of others, I haven't had that in my life. Lord, I don't know that I've been regenerated. I want to be regenerated, Lord. I want the power of God in my life to save me from all sins and give me a new birth and give me a new life. Please save me today, Lord, based on my belief, what you did on the cross, paying for the price for my sins. Please save me based on my belief in what you did, Lord, that you died for my sins, and being God, you rose again after 3 days. You ascended into heaven. Coming again, I believe that, Lord. And I believe I can do nothing to help save myself. Not believe in Jesus and then try to live a good life afterward, Lord. I believe the very words that you said in Scripture. I believe those words. I believe those words alone. That it's not by anything I did, but by the washing of regeneration. Lord, please give me that washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Spirit of God. Please give it to me today. In Jesus' name.